Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Every day you get six home runs in a game by the Phils. Matter of fact, Ben, I think I could probably confidently say it's not every year you get six home runs in a game by the Phils, right?
No. It was a launching pad last night.
I mean, they might do that, what, every 3 years? 2 years?
Six is a lot, man.
It's a lot of home runs,
That's a
man.
Lot of homers.
Yep.
Well, one thing I was told years ago, and when I got into this radio business, if the home team hits six home runs in a game, play that audio a lot. Let's play it again. Got to hear it.
And a swing and a drive. This is well hit towards the angled wall. Going back, Carlson looking up, and it's gone. And it's a home run for Harper over the State Farm sign to the left of dead center. Blasted deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever. And it swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run straightaway left field. Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night. Back looking up, and that's gone. Back of the bullpen for Edmundo Sosa, his third hit of the night.
Crushed.
Deep left field. Westberg's out of room. Back to back. Sosa and Wilson tacking on in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 13-3.
It's funny, you hear Scott Fransky's voice come down on the last two, because it was just no, not ripping Scott at all. Like, the game was so over.
Yeah,
like there was.
I'm literally texting him right now.
Oh,
literally, I said I'm tired of hearing your stupid voice.
What a great announcer he is.
Oh, he's the best.
Tremendous. Best. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, Ben, let's just go back quickly to the play when JT was deemed safe at
yes.
first. How does the replay guy
go to bed at night?
Well, because they're normally pretty good in baseball. How did he, like, he definitely messed that one up. How?
I guess there's just not enough in the back of his mind. There wasn't enough to overcome it. If they would have called him out initially and the Phillies challenged it, then he would have still been out. I don't know how they missed that one. And listening, I was coming back from the Phillies golf tournament yesterday, listening to Larry and Scott. And Scott goes, oh, this one will be overturned. And all of a sudden he says, well, the play stands. The call stands.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how bad it was till I actually got home and watched it. I'm like, man alive, how did they miss this?
Yeah,
But it really worked out in the Phillies' favor.
That was, like, I feel like in football you see more controversial, you know, wrong calls, can't overturn it, do overturn it.
Yeah, you don't know sometimes. You're like, I have no idea if that's a catch or not.
Well, sometimes the body obscures
sure.
the ball,
yeah.
or the, you know, whatever. Baseball is pretty cut and dry. I just think they flat.
It was shocking.
Yeah, blew that one yesterday. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. A Jihad Campbell question, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make a check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, how do people vote? Which position do you think Jihad Campbell will play more this season? Basically by snaps. Edge rusher or inside linebacker? How do people vote?
I'm going to say the assume the inside because that's what he's doing a lot of now. 78% say inside.
So I don't think people are as up on it as you are, John, because, you know, you heard what Fangio said yesterday and all that. 57% say inside linebacker, 43% still say edge. Now, I will say this. The question is about the season, not week one. Yeah. James, six. N'Kobe Dean's back. If he is. Not saying he will be, but if he is. So what happens then, James?
I still think we're going to see Jihad in the middle more than on the outside this year. But I think they're going to do both. I don't think people are wrong to assume he's going to get edge work. They're already working on it in camp. You know, Vic said he's got to work at it. But I think ultimately, though, for this season, this first season, I think it will end up being more inside.
So I think it may have to do with when N'Kobe's back and if he can start.
What did he hurt again?
Patella.
Okay.
Disaster.
Worse than the ACL.
But Ben, he was out.
Really?
Oh, it's worse than ACL.
Wow.
But Ben, he was out here running last week.
With a weighted sleigh.
Fast and
sled,
hard.
I mean,
right.
Sled.
So that was very encouraging.
I have a feeling that he might be back early. Like, I thought there was no way, but the way we saw him running was pretty amazing.
It was beyond amazing.
Guys, they do start you walking and jogging and running right after surgeries these days. It's a lot more that has to take place before you can, you know, between the time you can pull a sled with a 45-pound weight on it and you can actually go out there and play football.
Was yours particularly, John,
break.
Was yours particularly bad or not a great doctor that did a good surgery? Or
mine was my ACL, PCL, LCL, MCL, and both menisci.
So really, like really bad.
A lot of things.
Not your common one.
There were things that couldn't be. There, like when you have PCL involvement, at least back then, like the posterolateral corner can be very problematic to try to fix, and it can cinch up even tighter than what it started if you try to mess with it. So there's a lot of dicey situations in there when you try to do too much. And so it was a tricky surgery, I guess. I don't know. I know that it didn't work out for me. I was also 31 years old when it was all said and done.
Well, Carson's also had the IT band, if you remember. And because, listen, Carson's obviously was worse than the average guy. I mean, he clearly was never the same mobility-wise. What was, to me, so disappointing about Carson post-surgery, because, John, we thought when he got in the league, he had the athleticism but also the brain to process. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take a guy like Mark Brunell. He lost his wheels, but was still a pretty solid starter for a while because he could get the ball out. He had a good arm, and he knew what he was looking at. It's like Carson just couldn't make that transition to point guard guy. And like, he just, his career got wrecked, which is a shame because he did enter the league with a lot of skill. But I think his brain was overrated entering the league because he should have been better at processing without mobility, but he wasn't. All right, to the phones, Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everyone doing at training camp today?
Doing well. Doing great.
What about the suburbs? What about Delaware? What about Jersey? What, they don't count, Jordan?
I mean, I live in Jersey. I'd rather be at training camp today if I had my druthers.
There you go, man.
I'm going to hit up Seltzer and ask him for a guest spot in the booth. I think enough sponsorship money and I might be able to get myself on the air, right?
Let me tell you something I know about radio. If you spend enough money with the radio station, you actually can get yourself just about anywhere. That is true.
Excellent. Excellent. Get ready for the Jordan from Princeton WIP radio hour.
Get ready to write a big check, Jordan from Princeton.
Well, you know, I have two children. Spending money is more than a habit. It's a hobby at this point. Hey, you know, Rhea, I've adopted one of your sayings as my mantra when I meditate. Tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP. Tell your smart speaker to play 94. You just go over and over again, and then all of a sudden, WIP's on everywhere in the house.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jordan, Jordan, trivia question for you. 25 years ago, and for many years, Tom Bigby had he was the program director, a tagline that he wanted the sports update anchors to say at the end of the sports update. WIP history, Jordan, what was that tagline?
I don't know, but I'm sure.
Oh, his phone just zapped.
Oh, no.
All right, James.
He's back. He's back.
Jordan, you don't know the answer. Jordan, hang on a second. James, what was that? Because Rhea's the one that we know the best. She did him. James, what was the classic WIP tagline?
I don't remember.
It was a way to try to increase ratings. Rhea, you obviously remember, right?
It's
you obviously
muscle memory.
Remember, right?
Oh, remember the time you spent listening to WIP.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Not, you know, until you said that, I was going, what did I used to say
remember
all those years?
Remember the time you spent listening.
I remember that now.
To 610 WIP. And, James, the reason is because the old rating system was what they called diaries.
Yep.
So people would fill out.
Wow.
It wasn't electronic. They would fill out with a piece of paper and a pen or pencil what they listened to.
Yes.
And so Tom
I get it.
So the tagline was, remember the time you spent listening.
Pretty good.
As like a cryptic to the people that were the diary people. Make sure you
got them mailed to my house and had to like report them to the station.
Yeah, we do have to. I've never gotten it, but if you're in radio, you got to report it. All right, Jordan, sorry, buddy. We diverted from you. So what do you got on the Phils or Eagles?
Well, I think that if we don't sign Kyle Schwarber, then I'm going to find a new baseball team to support. Because at this point, we're just talking about money, right? I mean, we got Taiwan Walker pitching tonight. This guy has the GDP of a mid-sized African nation on our payroll, and he stinks.
Hold on, though, Jordan. I'm going to give you something. You say we're talking money. We are talking something more than just money. I'm going to keep it real here. We're talking about the viability of the 2028-2029 Phillies. Look, I love them too, but just know this. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins were all kept too long, particularly at their salaries. So they do have to assess all of that. It's not just money. It's whether you think it'll work out in the end if they have to sign them to a 4 or 5 year deal to keep them.
He's a DH. Matt Stairs looked like a parade float, and he was still out there swinging the bat towards the end of his career.
Yeah, so, it's not that simple. It's not.
I'm going to make it simple because the simplest solution is always the best one. You have no other bat on the team. No one else has a 750 OPS. How are you not going to seriously consider keeping Schwarber on the team?
Well, you seriously consider it. I'm just saying they're in a heck of a bind if a team gives them 4 or 5 years. That's tough, man.
It's a heck of a bind. It's either you invest in your star player or your team stinks for the next half decade or more. That's the bind that I'm hearing right now.
Jordan, give me an answer. Who's the rascal?
I just have to tell you that my grandparents own Rita's franchises. John Ritchie, if you befriend a Rita's franchisee, you got to get in the back for the ingredients before they make the water ice. The stuff that they make the ice with is even better than the ice.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So go out there, find someone to be friends with who owns a Rita's, or maybe that's an investment opportunity for you. Who's a rascal?
Jordan.
I got 8 and 11-year-old boys. They are rascals.
Yeah, they are.
They fight all the time. They are my rascals.
Jordan, I'm going to tell you right now, John Ritchie will never be able to own a Ritas.
Go out of business.
He will eat all his profits. I've seen him wolf down three large ones today, and I don't think that's sustainable.
Jordan, good answer, bud. All right, Ben, what happens if the Yankees say we're going to give Kyle Schwarber 4 years and $130 million? What happens?
He goes to the Yankees.
The Phillies don't keep him for that?
That's a lot of money.
I know.
In my opinion, I'm not telling John Middleton how to spend his money, but I think this is the biggest must sign in a long time. I think he just means way too much to this ball club and to the city and the clubhouse.
You know what freaks me out a little bit?
They've got to know that. They've got to realize this.
The last time,
yeah,
was
they
Jay,
know it. But
JT was the last one that became a free agent. And it was like, ooh, I really hope to keep him. And
that's because they had nobody else. They had nobody else coming up.
But I'll tell you this. One thing that scares me, and you, Ben, and James, you guys would probably know the most about it, how much Schwarber's moved around in his career.
He's won everywhere he's gone.
I know he has, but I'm just saying, so it was Nationals.
He's also never done what he's done.
Well, so it was
Nationals,
Boston,
hitter. Cubs in here.
Cubs first, right?
But one of those is like a trade deadline thing. I think for Boston, he was only there for half a year or whatever.
Why
it was,
did the Cubs get rid of him?
Well, the Cubs won the World Series, and he was coming out. Yeah.
Like, did he leave as a free agent or did he get traded?
I don't remember.
That's
to
a
be
good
honest.
Question.
But they,
I'm just
they
saying, like,
that, just but they broke that team down. That Cubs team, remember? Everyone go Baez and Rizzo and all that. Like Bryant, they got rid of all of them.
I guess here's what I'm trying to drive at. It's nothing. It's not a negative on Schwarber. It's a positive. What I'm trying to drive at is, like, we want him to be desperate to want to stay.
Like, that would, yeah. He might not want to stay.
He might say, listen, I've moved around a lot, and I get in great spots. I land in the right spot. My team's good. We make the playoffs. We compete for the, like, he's done it three times now. So he may have the confidence to be able to do it again and not feel desperate to have to stay. Yeah, is a concern.
You hope he takes the hometown discount, which, you know, that would be awesome, obviously, for everybody, all parties involved. But you still got to look out for yourself and your family.
Absolutely. All right, let's
and
do
get yours.
What we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, I can't wait for tennis tomorrow. We got tennis, me and Fritz, tomorrow at 11:30 at FDR Park. Please be there if you can. Reminder, Philly's day game. About an hour later, so there will be some traffic. Try to get to FDR Park before all that traffic kicks in. 11:30 tomorrow for round three, me versus Fritz. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe, the reason I doubt you is because I've seen you. Have a good day.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Ouch.
Well, sir.
Don't sugarcoat it.
As far as short and sweet goes, that was short. I don't know if that was sweet, but that was short.
Joe, to answer your question as to why you're so doubted, do you have a mirror? Time's yours.
Oh, damn.
Back to back.
Not the same guy, right?
No, different guy.
Similar sentiment.
Different human, right?
Yeah.
Wonder if they're buddies. Because it's just ironic that they came.
How rude.
How rude.
Joe, everybody's doubting you because you come across as squirrely, unathletic, and dorky. Time's yours.
Wow.
What in the world is going on here?
I mean, you asked for it. You said, why don't people believe in me? What were you expecting?
All
right, tomorrow I'm going to ask for someone to believe in me instead of not believe in me. All right, keep going.
Team Hammer, baby. Hey, first serve, I need you to turn to the stand, smack the ball as hard as you can right at Spike's feet, then proceed to kick Boban's ass. Time's yours.
Interesting.
That would be hilarious.
Could I waste one? It's not a bad idea. I waste one at Spike's
right face. Right in Spike's Four face. One. I like it.
It'd be an upgrade for him.
Oh. All right.
And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
This time's yours line.
They're going to come after
you. Joe and John, a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Have you listened to the last 2 months?
Well, I'm saying during the time's yours.
Well, during the time's yours, no, but I've been the butt of the joke.
Joe,
a lot.
Do you really want to hit mommy, though? I mean, that doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Mommy and daddy, Spike and Ike. I'll tell you what. You know, one thing we got to, because after tennis, we got to get to the rules of the other sports. Like, we got to decide on how long the running is. And then the basketball rules are going to be a disaster. I'm just putting that out there now. I mean, we have so much to decide on basketball. Is it make it, take it, or not? Are we playing twos and ones, which obviously we should? Are we, like, how do fouls work? You can't just have unlimited fouls. Like, there's got to be some penalty for just hacking the guy constantly. Who is the referee? You know, can we get, for instance, like, who's the local guy?
Joey Crawford?
Steve Jabby.
Jabby. Oh, Jabby. Jabby's, I mean, to me, he's the biggest legend of all of them, but there's a bunch from here. Like, we got a lot to figure out. And James, should it be make it, take it, or not?
I mean, probably, right? I mean, if we're playing one-on-one.
I don't know.
It's usually make it, take it.
I don't know. Anyway.
That'll be easy.
How about you do possessions?
What does possessions mean?
I know each guy gets 10 possessions.
No, you got to. No. What is this? What, a home run derby? Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
No,
you alternate.
We played a little bit. Overthink it. I mean, like, yeah.
But John, we like. Is it take it back to the free throw line or the 3-point line? Like, which there's a lot of things to decide there.
Well, I mean, do we want to include 3-point
shots? You have
shots?
To. I mean, it's part of basketball.
It should be the 3-point line that you're starting at, right? It
doesn't have to be though.
Foul line.
I think it's foul line.
Really?
I think so. That's the standard for 1-on-1. Anyway, we'll decide all that when we get closer, but we do need to make those decisions.
Is it make it, take it, though?
I don't know that either. Hmm. I don't know. Seltzer, have his people talk to my people.
We got some work to do.
Yeah.
Who are your people?
Me. I don't have mommy and daddy representing me.
This is true.
I represent myself. All right, hey, I hope you had fun with our program today. Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next, as they always are. It's been fun doing 6 different shows from training camp.
We didn't pick a winner.
They got a game in 2 days. All right, winner for Who's a Rascal? So the one that should have been said that could have won is Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, had a couple callers on hold. They must have not
come gotten on! Right. Yeah. All right, Dennis the Menace, Roger Rabbit, Bart Simpson, all great answers. Woody Woodpecker, Captain Jack Sparrow. Dennis the Menace, Roger Rabbit, Bart Simpson.
Dennis the Menace is really good. I thought Captain Jack Sparrow
He's
was
good,
a really
man.
Good
man. Roger
really
Rabbit's good, too.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit.
All right, we need votes.
I'm not going to vote Roger Rabbit.
James, I need a vote.
I vote for Roger Rabbit.
Okay, Ben?
I'm going to go Woody Woodpecker.
Okay, John?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Rhea?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
2 for Captain Jack. Wow. I'm going to go with Roger Rabbit. So who voted for the other one?
Got Ben, to break Ben has to break the tie.
Ben, break the tie. Roger Rabbit or Captain Jack?
I'm going with Captain Jack for Cornelius. My man was snoring.
Oh, is
my
that
man
Cornelius?
Was snoring
Cornelius.
There you go, Corn.
Yeah. Congrats. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Remember, tennis tomorrow at 11:30. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Jan Gorm reminding you to remember the time you spent listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.